OK, so I've very kindly got some time with John Pitts, who is the UKIP candidate in Colchester for general election. So your campaign, John, how do you feel it's gone for you so far?
I think it's gone very, very well. We had good response from people, and I think our response and how that will be translated to the vote is probably a great deal better than any of the pundits could have predicted.
And so far, I think it's been fair to say in Colchester, it has been pretty much billed as a two-horse race, so between the Tories and the Lib Dems. Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe you could perhaps slightly eat into any of those camps?
Well, I'll go a little further than that and say I think it could be a two-horse race tonight between us and the Conservatives. At first glance, I think the Conservatives have probably got it, but it's not inconceivable that we could come in second.
And is that evidence through hard campaigning, what people have been telling you when you've been speaking to them, or have you got any exit polls to back it up?
No, I think it's what I've experienced talking to people. It's response at various hustling events I've been into, and I've enjoyed all of those because I've had very good response. But it's also just looking at the verification of the vote and seeing, you know, just look at the ballot papers, really. Obviously, they've not been finally counted, I'll stress that. But at the moment, it's looking pretty strong for us.
Obviously, we know Clacton, neighbouring constituency, very, very strong for UKIP.
Yes.
Has that benefited from you, do you think? Has there been any kind of travel of the support?
Yeah. I think we've had some knock-on from it. I think it's probably true to say I've probably built up quite a lot of personal support now, as I'm quite well-known locally. And I think the fact that we've since the last election, 5 years ago, we now have a Colchester branch, we now have a team of people, whereas last time it was me and basically two or three others. And I think the fact that we are actually standing candidates now in most of the local wards, whereas in the last general election, it was me standing and that was it. So all of those things would be contributory factors, but you probably also need to build in the fact that UKIP has moved forward exponentially, really, since the last election as well.
OK, and then a final question. So tonight is all about the count for the general election, but also you're standing 15 candidates in the local elections tomorrow. So I presume your optimism for this evening will also carry forward for the borough council for
Absolutely.
Tomorrow.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about tomorrow. I would be amazed if we don't get some extremely good results.
And bear in mind what the current composition is of the borough council cabinet. We know it's pretty much a knife edge. It does sway here and there, coalitions, so... Mm-hmm. A few things that you could pick up, that could be interesting tomorrow.
It could be very interesting, but let's see what happens. I'm quietly optimistic, let's put it that way.
OK, well, that's been John Pitts, who is the UKIP candidate here in Colchester, so thank you for your time.
Thank you.